Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So if you're into the shopaholic novels, sad news today. Sophie Kinsella, who is the author of the shopaholic novels, has died at the age of 55.
55? What happened?
Brain cancer. Enjoyed incredible success, selling more than 50 million copies of her shopaholic series books in 60 countries, translations in more than 40 languages. Says the family on a post, we are heartbroken to announce the passing this morning of our beloved Sophie. Said she died peacefully, surrounded by loved ones.
God, she's so young.
55.
That was made into a 2009 movie, actually, starring Isla Fisher.
Pamela Anderson is finally revealing the truth in a new People cover story published this week, yesterday. The Baywatch star, who is now 58, confirmed that she was romantically involved with her Naked Gun co-star Liam Neeson, but shared that they are no longer an item. She said, and I quote, "If you must know, Liam and I were romantically involved for a short while, but only after we started filming." Anderson explained that she spent an intimate week with Neeson.
Hello.
Oh.
At the Taken actor's New York home, and they went to dinner at a tiny French restaurant where he introduced me as his future Mrs. Neeson. That's probably where you screwed up, Liam.
A little too early there, brother.
Calm down, Liam Neeson.
A little too early.
I will find you.
You will marry me. My word.
I will take you to be my wife.
Indeed. She described that as a lost week. And then the pair went their separate ways to work on other films. We were having fun, she said.
Until he creeped me out.
Yeah, no kidding. Easy, killer. All right. This is a tragic story. A Royal Caribbean cruise staff allegedly stuffed a passenger's body in a refrigerator and continued the journey after the man died following a marathon drinking session.
Oh, yeah. I read this yesterday. They served him 33 drinks.
Michael Virgil, a 35-year-old man from California, was served 33 drinks the day that he died in December.
And then became combative.
Of last year. Virgil, who was detained by cruise ship security during a drunken rage and died in custody. Okay.
They have holding areas on cruise ships, Scott.
They said he had a blood alcohol level of 0.182. If you have 33 drinks and your BAC is only 0.182, those are watered down drinks.
It's probably 182 after they discovered him. And,
dead.
And as for them putting him in a freezer, they also have areas, morgues on. I mean, what are you supposed to, you can't stop the cruise. I hate to say it. People do die on cruise ships, Scott.
That
natural causes, all of those things.
Which, by the way, is why that's what they do in a morgue,
yes.
Is put you in a
on ice.
I get it. By the way, during his rage, they did inject him with a sedative, and the family is claiming that's what killed him.
Oh.
Was so, the sedative.
Yeah, he started banging down doors and whatever. Now, most cruise ships, and I can't find any direct literature on it.
I don't want him needling me with a sedative.
But most cruise ships put you at a limit, even if you have the unlimited drink package of like 18 drinks a day.
Not in your room, Sam. If you've got the wine package, you know what I mean?
But he was served 33 drinks, which means they have camera footage of him going up to the bar 33 times and receiving a drink.
Well, that's a lot, Sam.
I've only been on one cruise.
I bet he was first in line to do the limbo every time.
By the way, the family alleges in their lawsuit that they, quote, put Michael in a refrigerator and continued the cruise for multiple days.
Well, then that's not a lawsuit, because that's what they do when somebody dies on a cruise ship.
That's what they do. And you know what? In the tiny, tiny fine print that you agree to when you board that ship, I guarantee you it says in rare, unforeseen circumstances, if someone should expire before we are back in port, this is the procedure.
But at some point, I mean, they have to be serving him basically juice.
I don't agree with the blood alcohol content level. I think they took that after he had been.
That was during an autopsy.
Yeah.
But does your body continue to break down alcohol after it's dead?
Yeah, I don't know that I would buy that.
Well, I would assume that he was alive for a while with the sedative. He probably didn't die right away.
I don't know.
That's still a lot of booze, man.
That is a lot of booze.
It might be a lawsuit. If it wasn't like a doctor that gave you a sedative, and what doctor would give you a sedative after 33 drinks? Like, well, that's a recipe for not breathing.
He was a very large man, and he was going on a rampage, as Scott described, so it was probably a situation where they, kind of like out of the movies, snuck up behind him and jabbed him with the needle to try to get him to calm down.
Then it's starting to feel like a movie, where I don't think you're supposed to do that, are you? If they didn't know he had had 33 drinks, you err on the side of the caution and you don't give him a sedative.
What do you do?
It suppresses breathing.
That is true.
Well, what do you do?
Handcuff him and throw him overboard?
How are you
going to
handcuff him if he's a 250-pound linebacker-looking guy?
Do they have police on board those ships or just security?
I have
security?
No idea. I've only been on one, and it was a small cruise through the Virgin Islands.
I've been on several, but I've never been arrested, so I don't know what that would look like, but I assume they have security.
I mean, I understand there are some people, they go on a cruise every single year. They absolutely love it. It's just, for me, it's not for me.
Yeah.
You know, I remember every time we go down to Cancun, you'll see cruise ships, go, you know, off the coast probably.
Yeah.
I'm spitballing here. I have no idea how to judge distance over an ocean, but they're probably like 3 miles out to sea, coming up the coast of Mexico. And I always point them out, and they're obviously they go through at night as well, not just during the day. And I just think to myself, I'd much rather be here, poolside with a beach, than out in the middle where all you can see is water every which way.
I very much enjoyed both cruises I went on. And one of them was to Alaska, and the average age on the boat was
97.
75, and I was 14.
Oh, God.
And it was still an awesome time.
Did you find a girlfriend there?
There was one girl that was 2 years older than me.
Oh! Ooh. That one time at band camp?
Hello.
I don't know. It just, and there are people, you know, back to my original point, there are people who will swear by that stuff, the cruises and the great food and, you know, the endless drink package or whatever and the gambling and all that stuff. It just, and I'm not saying that the cruise that Sean and I took, this was before Sarah was born, so this would have been either 2000 or in the late 1990s. I mean, I had a nice time. We went to port and we went horseback riding and all this other stuff, and it was nice. But falling asleep when the boat is rocking is not easy at all.
It is when you've had 33 drinks.
Well, yeah. I don't even remember having a drink on that trip. I'm sure I did, but I don't.
I was going to say, what kind of don't remember do you mean?
Well, you know, I don't recall having anything to drink on the ship. Anyway, story here from Channel 5's website. This is out of Clay County. A bank teller is being credited with saving a woman from losing thousands of dollars.
Yep.
After noticing the signs of a scam, the Clay County Sheriff's Office shared the close call in a Facebook post and said that scammers have been back at it in the last few days. Scammers will often try to convince people over the phone that they missed jury duty and need to pay a cash bond to avoid getting arrested. Those targeted are often urged. Here we go again. Often urged to pay by withdrawing cash. This isn't the same story we did 2 weeks ago, is it?
Nope.
This is a new one.
This is a new one because keep reading what the teller did that was different in this case that I thought was so cool.
Those targeted are often urged to pay by withdrawing cash from their bank accounts and then depositing it into Bitcoin ATMs. In this particular case, the victim said the scammers told her not to hang up the phone or speak to anyone else at her bank. She tried to withdraw thousands of dollars from her account, but the teller slid her a note that said, "You're being scammed."
Yep. And she slid her a note while she was still on the phone with the scammers. The teller slid a note saying, "You are being scammed."
The woman hung up the phone at that point and called the sheriff's department.
Yep.
The sheriff's office, by the way, thanked all bank tellers for their role in stopping scammers short and shared these three reminders. Here we go.
Yeah.
Deputies will never call you to inform you of a warrant for your arrest. Deputies will never call asking for money. And notices that you have missed jury duty are typically sent through the mail, not by phone.
And are a minor, it doesn't involve you having to fork money over. I read, if you do miss jury duty, they're not going to call you and say you have to pay $1,000 and meet. Right. It doesn't work like that.
And they're not going to go through a Bitcoin ATM.
No, they're not. I am starting to think our bank tellers and our convenience store workers are the only two ways we are going to stop this.
Well, I was at the gas station earlier today and I noticed somebody putting money into the gas station I was at had a Bitcoin ATM.
Yeah.
And there was a guy in there. I just took brief notice of it. I was getting a Gatorade and he's putting money into that Bitcoin ATM. And I'm thinking to myself,
getting scammed.
Didn't we say there was 98%,
I think.
I don't know if it was that high, but it was like low 90s or something, but it's an outrageously high number.
Of those Bitcoin machines are used for fraud, overseas to facilitate overseas fraud.
90% of transactions.
Yeah.
At a Bitcoin ATM at a gas station.
So why are we allowing them?
Are
why are we allowing those in gas stations? It absolutely makes no sense to allow those in gas stations. Here's the other deal. Why could every single bank teller, no matter what, over a certain amount, I don't know if it's $1,000, I don't know if it's $2,000, have a placard, it would be laminated, and you would just slide it over, as this teller did, and the placard would say, is someone ordering you to withdraw this money? And has that person urged you not to share the information with anyone? Mm-hmm. And then there would be a box, yes or no, and it would say point to the box. And then that gives at least a window for an out for the person who has a little voice way, way, way back in the back of their head that's like, this doesn't seem right. It's a sheriff's person, but he's saying I need to withdraw this. Why not just make that standard in banking?
913-586-7798. For those of you in the banking industry, those of you in law enforcement, what's wrong with Dana's idea?
And then if Marge says, no, it's none of your damn business, I'm going to the casino.
Well, that's
butt
on
out,
her. That's on her.
Then that's on her.
913-586-7798.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So we're asking about this laminated card that they would put at every bank teller window and
this
in every
is your idea.
Yeah, in every pneumatic tube, which is that vacuum tube zoop thing. And the paper would simply say, if someone you don't know is urging you to withdraw cash, is claiming to be law enforcement, or warning you against telling anyone, check yes on this sheet. We will quietly help you, which is essentially what this bank teller did in Clay County. It worked. She stopped the scam. She got the woman her money before she sent it overseas to some Bitcoin machine. Why not just make that standard? Because so many people are falling for this.
It's similar to if a woman is at a restaurant in a domestic violence situation, there are a number of signs that they can give the waitress or the bartender. I won't say them.
Nope.
To
quietly ask for help.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brandon in Raytown. Brandon, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. So I hate to veer your conversation here because you asked a specific question, but I wanted to talk about another scam. I work in the banking industry, and there is also another scam that you guys can maybe bring up later about wire fraud for mortgage companies and title companies. And we actually saved a lady from sending $85,000 today because she's about to close on a home. And these scammers got a hold of the title company and basically sent an email saying that there's been a change in the wiring instructions. Here's the new wiring instructions. And the thing that was different was the email address. But everything else still looked the same. So just wanted to let the listeners know, too, like if you're in the process of refinancing or buying, purchasing a home, especially with mortgage rates dropping recently, just be sure that you're verifying everything with the title company. And luckily, we was able to save this lady $85,000.
Brandon, how did she know? Did she ask you? Did she say to somebody, hey, I got a new email. Am I supposed to send it someplace different?
Good question. So the banker, it was a red flag when we were doing the wiring for her. She said, yeah, which email, which wiring instructions should I use? Because they sent me another email today.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, Brandon.
And if you guys would have sent it to that second email, she would have been out $85,000. Did I hear you right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Wow.
So luckily we were able to, the red flag from the experienced banker was able to, like, well, let's take a closer look at this. address and everything on the wiring instructions was the same. The thing that was different was the email that it came from. That was one letter difference from the email address.
Wow.
She better get you a Christmas card.
Seriously.
So it was one of our bankers, but it was, I mean, it was, we were like, I was like, man, good job. Great job.
No kidding.
So, yeah.
Bren, great to hear from you, man. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right. Have a great one.
All right. Be well. Dawn in Kansas City. Dawn, hello.
Good evening. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
So I had a situation about 5 years ago where I was getting some work done in my house, and I went to the bank.
You went to the bank and what, Don?
Teller was like, when I gave her my withdrawal slip, it was actually a check written out for cash. She was just like, is somebody forcing you to do this? No. I'm getting work done on my house. Have you met these people in person? And I was like, yes, I have.
And good.
She was like, you just don't know anymore. So some tellers are doing that when they see a large amount being withdrawn.
Yep.
So I was appreciative.
I'm glad to hear it, Don. And then you were like, mind your own beeswax.
See, that's right. I got a similar line of questioning.
That's right.
I paid for a washer and dryer in the new home with cash, right? And I got a similar line of questioning, like, making a big purchase today? And I'm like, whose business is it? Give me my cash.
And they will, but you can't blame them for asking. I mean, when you think about how many people fall for this stuff, I actually applaud the bankers for saying, okay, I'm just curious. Have you met this person in real life?
In this context, I applaud it. But when I felt like I was in trouble, like I was going to do a drug deal or something.
I think bankers will tell you this is happening 10 times a day at every branch where someone comes in and is confused about something or is taking money out. You know, in different scams, I bet you they say it's 10 times a day. Multiply that by every bank branch in America.
Kelly in Overland Park. Hello, Kelly.
Yeah, I was just going to say I agree with Dana that, you know, it would be nice if we could do something on even like a withdrawal slip and put an extra little line or box that says, are you being forced or is anyone, you know, wanting you to take this money against your will, you know, or requesting this money? And then that way the bank teller could possibly, you know, delay the transaction, get a supervisor involved or something.
Yep.
How would it be any different? And this is sort of a relatively new trend. When you go to your doctor's office, for example, okay? And I always find these questions, at first I found them to be a little bit offensive.
Do you feel safe at home?
Intrusive. Right. Do you feel safe at home? And I'm like, yeah. And I didn't know that this was a new trend when that first happened. I'm like, should I be afraid? Have you heard something that I don't know?
Right. No. It's to catch and help the one scenario
abused.
Because it's really the only time you're going to be alone with a professional with the door closed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't always at a restaurant say, I need help. I'm being abused by this person.
Telephone number here if you want to be part of the program is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. If you get a moment tonight, could you help us with Coats for Kids? We have 9 days left. Could really use your help. We're trying to get about 50 coats an hour. If you can help us, $25 buys a new coat for a child here in Kansas City. We do not keep a dime. Every penny goes straight into Coats for Kids. We want to thank Pinnacle Bank and Operation Warm. Just go to our website at KMBZ.com, KMBZ.com, and click on the link for Coats for Kids or text KMBZ Coats. It's one word, KMBZ Coats, to 44321. Way to go, banker up in Clay County. From Channel 5, a bank teller is being credited with saving a woman from losing thousands of dollars after noticing signs of a scam. The Clay County Sheriff's Office sharing the close call in a Facebook post and says that scammers are back at it in the last few days. Josh in Raymore. Josh, hello.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you guys for having this discussion because I think in my experience being in the finance industry for like 17 plus years, there's so many different variations of scamming. And, you know, just like with this one of them being on the phone, there's a thousand other ones that don't even involve the phone. So you guys kind of bringing out attention because they come in these waves. I think is kind of one of the more it's out there, the more people can kind of try to keep an eye out for it, because these scammers are really good at what they do, and it's not an age thing always. You know, yeah, elderly or those that you can kind of see get hit with this, but I've dealt with people, you know, just, you know, in their 20s or, you know, in their 40s or anything, kind of getting caught off guard by these kind of things. And it's, you know, so definitely like you guys putting it, you know, out there, and kudos on this teller for catching that, because, you know, anything they can do to, you know, think of your teller as your friend, right? They
yeah.
want to protect your money just as much.
Streamline some placard like we're talking about? Just streamline it within the industry, or is there any talk of doing something where you just say, look, it would be so easy to throw this in the tube. It just says, before you withdraw this amount of money, is someone urging you to do it that you've never met?
So it's a great idea, but here's one I'll put as the devil's advocate. With these, you know, if they're on the phone, if they're being coerced, these scammers are great at catching, because what they'll do is once people get a little bit more wise to it, the talk is a little bit more, they move on to the next one. And so you can make those and put them out there, but a lot of the times, and I know Sam kind of mentioned it, you know, it's kind of like, why are you getting my business?
Right.
And the good tellers can do it, you know, sneakily, you know, it's like just friendly banter, right?
Right.
Like, hey, buying something fun or whatever, because they're also trained with their fraud departments and everything. What's the biggest trend? What are we seeing so much of right now? What can we try to, you know, get to the front staff to see that they can keep an eye out? And that's why I like this conversation that you guys are putting out, because we can try to hopefully get ahead until they move to the next one.
Yeah.
Josh, sorry, I got fat fingers. Really appreciate the call. We want to get George in and then move on to some other things. Thank you, Josh. Really appreciate it. George, hello.
Hi, George. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi.
Go ahead. Go ahead, George.
Here is the ultimate scam. Several years ago, I received a text or a email from the Social Security Department saying that my Social Security had been hacked and I needed to punch this link. It sent me directly to the FBI in San Antonio, Texas. And they said that a rental car that I was supposedly rented was found on the border with a body and 20 pounds of cocaine. And they were going to arrest me.
I don't think the FBI normally tells you that they're getting ready to arrest you. But I appreciate that.
By the time they're coming,
thank you.
It's over. I love that one of our listeners brought up the mortgage and title scam. Okay. That scares me to death. Interest rates dropped again today.
Quarter point.
That means refinancing is in full swing for a lot of you listening. I hope all of our mortgage lenders and all of our title companies, people are listening to that call. And on the front end, warn everyone that is dealing with the large $85,000, $200,000, that you will never get a secondary email from us. That if you see a secondary email, we're going to change things up. Please transfer through wire your money here. That is always a scam. And so the title company people should be warning against that one too.
You mentioned home ownership. Story here from CBS News. Home ownership is increasingly out of reach for most U.S. families as the gap between people's earnings and home prices widens. Listen to this. Oh, says the guy who just got a house.
Who's been saying that?
The guy who just got a house.
All right.
Positivity, Sam. I thought we were working on that.
I didn't get a house. I just get to sleep there. I've told you this before. I have no ownership of this home.
More than 75. Well, play your cards right, and someday you will. More than 75% of homes across the country are unaffordable for the typical household, according to Bankrate. The personal finance firm defines a home as affordable if the annual housing costs do not exceed 30% of a household's income. Quoting here from Bankrate data analyst Alex Gailey, only a sliver of the housing market is affordable to the typical household. That's when homeownership starts to feel less like a common middle-class milestone and more like a luxury. You know, we were talking about positivity just a minute ago, which was Sam's word of the year for 2025. He failed, but he tried. I saw a survey this morning, and I want to say it was on CNN, where 60% of Americans now say that the American dream is unattainable for them or dead.
I'm surprised it's that low.
I was going to say, I'm surprised it's that low.
60% of Americans say that they think the American dream cannot be reached.
Most of the people that I know that are close to my age have given up all hope of ever owning a home.
Really?
It's not attainable. And I mean,
it's not attainable while you are paying rent at the prices you're. So if you can live with mom and dad and save and buy a home, yes. Or if you can cohabitate and save, yes. But if you as a single person are renting and paying $2,000 a month for rent, how are you supposed to save enough for?
But Sarah, my oldest, doesn't make a ton of money. I mean, she does okay, but she doesn't make a ton of money. Bought her first house last year.
While she was renting?
She and her boyfriend had an apartment, and he is not on the note, just like you, Sam. She bought that on her own accord. And like I said, I mean, it's a cute little three-bedroom house in Turner, right? And it's a cute little house. She bought it on her own accord. Just with what I didn't give her anything. I didn't say, you know, here's $10,000 for the down payment.
Because a lot of parents do that. They'll say, we're going to give you 10 grand for your down payment. Yep. We'll charge you 1% interest over 50 years. You know, whatever.
That puts her in the 1% of mid-20-year-olds.
Yeah. I mean, I was super proud, you know. But
yeah.
I wonder if people are more I don't understand the pessimism about the American. These things, like what we're going through right now with, you know,
interest rates.
Grocery prices, et cetera. A lot of these things, if not all of them, are cyclical.
It's not pessimism. It's pure numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, you go back to the 80s and like 70% of the population could buy a home with their income.
But Sam, if you go back to the 60s and 70s, and your mom will remember this, Scott, the interest rates were like 20%, weren't they, when my mom and dad first bought their house?
If I'm not mistaken, when my parents, we never owned a home until we moved to Leavenworth.
Right.
Right. And because my dad knew this was going to be the place we retire. He was nearing the end of his military career. And so instead of waiting for a house on base, they went ahead and bought a house in Lansing. And this was 1987, summer of 87. And if I'm not mistaken, my mom told me that the interest rates were through the roof, and I want to say she said it was hovering near 20%.
I've heard my mom and dad say the same thing. When we get back, there is such a bombshell topic that I just found. I was like, that can't be right. We are going to bring it back as a topic tomorrow. A major company has just been caught using a shady algorithm to charge different prices to all of you in the same stores. They are calling it a bombshell study that if, Scott, you ordered something, pick your store, Target,
Walmart,
Hy-Vee, doesn't matter. If you ordered something and I ordered that same thing and Sam ordered the same thing, we would get charged different amounts
based on where you live
for the exact same item in the exact same store. We'll talk about it. There is no way that is legal.
You know how I pay the same price? Drive to the store, baby.
Nah, baby.
That's right.
That's my man right
focus,
there.
Focus, Sam. Focus.
That is my man. Just get off your butt and get in your car. It's real simple. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We will be bringing this back tomorrow. Popular food delivery service Instacart has been using a, quote, shady algorithm that charges different prices to different customers on the exact same grocery items in the exact same supermarket without telling them, according to a new explosive study. At a Target store in North Canton, Ohio. Now, keep in mind, this is on Instacart, not on the individual stores. Okay?
Yeah, I
understand. This is Instacart. At a Target store in North Canton, Ohio, the wildly popular grocery app charged one customer $2.99 for Skippy Creamy Peanut Butter on one day in September. The same day, other Instacart users that day paid as much as $3.59 for the same jar picked up from the same location. This isn't even the delivery. This is you have them get your items and you go get it at a Safeway in Seattle. Shoppers using Instacart paid five different prices for the Oscar Mayer deli turkey: $3.99, $4.31, $4.59, $4.69, and $4.89, a range that spanned a whopping 23% between the lowest and highest markup. Wheat Thins, some people paid $3.99, some people paid $4.89.
It's a 90-cent difference.
Yeah. The same pattern emerged.
You know how you get it for the Wheat Thins for $3.99 every time?
You go by yourself and pick
it
up.
I'm going to steal Sam's line. You get in your car and you go pick it up.
The same pattern emerged at Target and Safeway stores across four cities, according to Groundwork Collaborative and Consumer Reports, which used 437 shoppers in its survey. Mm-hmm. Explain to me how this is legal. A 23% swing when it came to Skippy peanut butter. Name another product outside of health insurance and doctor stuff, which we talk about the health insurance scam all the time. Name another product where it would be legal to say, Scott, in this exact same store, because you live in Western Shawnee, your peanut butter is going to be $5. But Sam, because you live near Waldo, we're going to price that $3.99. There's no way that's legal.
Now, wait a minute.
They're price gouging you based on zip code.
Let me ask you this. Are they price gouging or are they building into the price the amount of extra gas one would need? So, for example.
This was higher based on more affluent website addresses, Scott.
And not be. And let me just give you an example and tell me if this is not accurate.
Yeah.
You live, the Hy-Vee right over here in Mission.
Yep.
You live a lot closer to it than I do. You would agree with that, right?
Right.
Okay. If you ordered from there, would your Wheat Thins be $3.99? And because I live out in Western Shawnee, mine would be $4.89 because there's extra gas involved.
No, that is built into the additional fees portion.
Mm.
Cost for delivery, whatnot.
Now, the New York Post story goes on to say they're calling this dynamic pricing. I don't consider this dynamic pricing. Dynamic pricing is when all three of us want an Uber from around Arrowhead Stadium and you want one an hour into the game to come home, and I want one right after the game is over, right? Dynamic pricing would suggest yours is going to be cheaper than mine, same service, even if we're going to the same place. Right. But dynamic pricing is if we're all three leaving at the same time, instead of $20, it would have been 2 days ago, on Sunday at 7 p.m., it's going to be $80. That's dynamic pricing. This is different. This is same product, same location, but because you live in a nicer zip code, we're going to hike the rate of the exact same product.
What about concert tickets?
Oh.
Plane tickets from the text line.
If I purchase a plane ticket through American Airlines on the same day, same flight, could your seat be different than mine based on where we're sitting on the plane? Yes. Based on where we live?
I don't know.
I
what about another on the text line? What about cars?
The only issue, and this isn't even the same that I can think of, is when you shop in Leawood, the sales tax is much higher. It's like there's a Leawood sales tax.
But if the salesman is sitting down with you, you know, yeah, what are you looking for? Blah blah blah. Where do you, you know, and somehow gets asked enough questions to figure out where you live. And let's say you're at the Honda dealership down the street,
right?
If you live in Mission Hills, I know that you're full of crap when you're trying to bargain down that price because you can afford it.
Well,
this just seems more wrong because it's peanut butter.
That's different because, Scott, you're talking about a price that's negotiated rather than peanut butter, which you're not negotiating.
Fixed.
We got to run. Bonus hours next. Have a great night. Tomorrow. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.